the water situation with Ayrshire's water has been a disaster all year. Like obviously, as you touched on there, both the communities have suffered greatly, the towns have suffered terrible, the businesses have suffered atrociously. It's just been a very bad year all in. Obviously, with the very warm weather, back was it around, how many times it was around June, July time, with the heat wave as such, and we had no water. Like, we had water off there for days on end, like, it was a disaster. With the situation then, where cows, livestock then were under pressure as well for water, didn't have water. Again, like, we're calling, shouting, pleading with Ayrshire Water at that time to please in water tankers. It didn't happen. Although I acknowledge they have some water tankers in recent times, to be fair, and we're grateful for that. But again, Donna Marie, I do believe it's just with all our pushing and everything else, asking for and pleading for water tankers. Like I said, we have done that. I think that's what made them realise that they need to send them. Plus, we had a meeting there recently as well, and back in September there, end of September, with Ayrshire Water as well, and Donegal Town, which was, well, it was beneficial to as such. We got an opportunity to get our punch across on that, and again, brought up there with the water tankers. But again, at that meeting, we just pleaded with them to please in water tankers again when they're needed. It should not be a situation, it's this mad situation, Donna Marie. You must be out of water for at least 24 hours before they can consider sending a water tanker. Like, I don't acknowledge it, I don't accept that. You know, and I know from the area you live in, if the water's off, particularly when you've experienced it over a number of times, and if the water's off for whatever reason that may be, you know, a fair idea yourself and the local crews on the ground will be able to inform you if it's going to be off for a couple of hours. If it's a breakdown, fair enough, you can expect whatever. You can expect half a day, you can expect a full day, or if it's something more serious than that, it's going to be longer. And that's then when you need your water tankers. But my point of view on the water tanker end of it is, if it's going to be out of a service for any more than maybe half a day, you need to be getting water tankers at that point. To be fair, like, the reason I say half a day is that's a fair amount of time, like, to be out. The other thing is as well, obviously if you only wait for a couple of hours, by the time the water tank is going to land here, the water's going to be back on again, and we all appreciate and can understand that. But once it goes beyond half a day, it's too long then, because you have small children, you have home helps, you have medical situations, all kinds of things then to consider, like, going forward. And as I say, people may manage to struggle for a few hours, but once it goes on beyond half a day, it's too long then, like, and that's where the problems arise then. But I think, thankfully, the meeting in Donegal Town, we did, as a collective, get the points across as such as that meeting that were there. And hopefully going forward, Ayrshire Water will be more responsive to sending water tankers into 26 going forward. But nonetheless, we still have the situation going forward in 26. We still have the problems with infrastructure. We still have the problems with the broken pipes, the damaged pipes. The bus will still happen. Again, on that, I do acknowledge as well, and I appreciate and I thank Ayrshire Water for it, and Garen for it. There has been a length of main fixing in the Fanny area just recently there, and that's appreciated. There's another length of a kilometre or so now, kilometre and a half maybe, to be fixed as well there in the Creasley area, and after the holidays now when they come back, I understand, welcome that as well. Both those areas have been constantly breaking down, and we're grateful for that. It's not all negative, but we are grateful for that. But unfortunately, in the Fulciara, go to Hork, mean Lara, Maharorty, that general area, there's still a lot of water outages over there, still a lot of breakdowns. Again, the same situation needs to happen again. There needs to be a big impact, investment put in infrastructure to replace those troubled pipes. Because otherwise, we have pipes bust, and the guys on the ground are doing their best, they're top class. All the workers are top class, to be fair. But if they're only working with limited tools, there's only so much they can do. Like, limited tools, limited availability, money, products, paperwork, etc. Their hands are tied as well, and it's not fair on them either, like, to be fair. But unfortunately, that's where things are at the minute on the Ayrshire Water end of it. And all we can do is just keep on pushing, Donna Marie, and fight our corner again in 2026.